The latest developments out of Ukraine, that massive Russian convoy stalled outside the capital, Kyiv, since last week, appears to have dispersed. Satellite imagery shows the 40-mile line of vehicles, tanks, and artillery has broken up and been redeployed. Armored units have been seen in towns near the Antonov Airport north of the city and other units moving into the forest. This is the Russian invasion of Ukraine enters its third week. Thousands of people have been killed. More than 2.3 million have fled the country since troops crossed into Ukraine February 24th. Encircled cities have been suffering from shortages of food, medicine, heat, and electricity. Thousands of trapped civilians were hoping to leave before the weekend. The country's top diplomats met in Turkey for the highest level talks since the invasion began, but they could not find common ground. Among the many battles to come is the fight over Kyiv. One expert on fighting armies in cities says he's confident the Ukrainians can force the Russian army to leave, to withdraw from the capital. We talk about it with retired Army Major John Spencer. He chairs urban warfare studies at the Madison Policy Forum.
One, I'm in awe of their resistance up to this point. From day one, they've made it clear that they have the will to fight, and that's the most important thing in war. This is a fight for their survival. They did so. They're preparing for the battle to come, barricading the roads, preparing Molotov cocktails.
Why do you believe that they can eventually defeat the Russians, that is, force them to withdraw?
Well, Russians have one goal, and they've had one goal since day one. That's to get to the center of Kyiv, remove the political power, to take Zelensky and his inner circle, and instill their own. Despite all the commentary up to this point, the Ukrainians have had the advantage from day one. Urban terrain is where armies don't want to go. So one, they can force the Russian military to do it. Usually what we say in a regular defense, maybe you need 3 soldiers to every defender. In the urban terrain, we say you need 5 soldiers to every defender. Well, how many defenders do we think are in Kyiv right now? Tens of thousands? Russia doesn't have what it takes to do this. And more importantly, why do I think they can win? Based on the strategy they've implemented, as in Ukrainians, they can buy time. Based on what the Russian strategy is, they don't have time. So every day that Ukraine doesn't lose, they're winning.
Why is urban warfare the hardest type of fighting, including snipers and the effect they can have on Russian soldiers?
We call urban terrain the great equalizer. And that means militaries aren't designed to fight in urban warfare. They're designed to fight in the open terrain. And why is that? No military wants to fight in urban because it takes away all their power. It takes away their power to hit the enemy from far away because the urban terrain conceals and protects the defender or the people inside. One, it restricts the use of force. Even Putin is held to the laws of war, although he's making them very questionable, and hopefully he gets investigated for those. But even he knows that in a populated urban terrain, which they're always populated, there are restrictions on the use of force. He can't carpet bomb Kyiv at this moment. When it gets to the tactical fight, Kyiv can be turned into a meat grinder, a wood chipper, to where every street that the Russians try to put a force down, they get annihilated by hidden snipers, anti-armor ambushes, soldiers popping out of the sewers on them. That 18-year-old conscript that's being forced, that already doesn't want to be there, it's his nightmare. It's everybody's nightmare. It's going to go bad. Anything that's visible from the sky, any position, any barrier, weapon, any civilian with carrying a gun from the sky would be targeted. So the easy defense of that is to conceal locations, put holes in walls so you can move from building to building, know the underground, and be able to seek the underground for that bombing. Block every entrance. They need to come in from somewhere. Blow every bridge, knock down buildings to cover walls, build massive barriers, and then start thinking about what roads you want to completely take away from them. So you force the Russians down the roads you want. And then that's the meat grinder, right? So that's where you put my snipers. I mean, just anybody shooting from a window and they won't know where.
Retired Army Major John Spencer, he chairs urban warfare studies at the Madison Policy Forum. He was on Skype previewing the battle for Kyiv.